You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Milwaukee educator's immigration fight ended yesterday. Yesenia Ruano left the U.S. on her own accord with her twin daughters. Ruano was a teacher's aide who escaped human trafficking. She was denied permission to stay in the country as her T visa application was pending. Her attorney says Ruano, who had no criminal record, chose to self-deport rather than wait for possible arrest. A new effort for affordable housing is underway in Milwaukee's King Park neighborhood. County Executive David Crawley joined community leaders yesterday in celebrating the ribbon cutting of the first new home built as part of the $6 million investment in affordable housing. The project, using state ARPA funds, aims to create 120 homes to support families in the historically underserved area. State Superintendent Jill Underley is condemning the budget plan Republicans passed last week. Savannah Tolmy Olson has more.
Their proposal increases some funding for special education, but not to the level Governor Tony Evers and families were pushing for. However, it does not increase general aid for Wisconsin schools at all. Underley says the budget motion fails the state's students, educators, and public schools, arguing that it raises property taxes, cuts youth mental health funding, and doesn't support students with disabilities. Superintendents and school board members across the state say a lack of adequate funding increases from state lawmakers is forcing their hand, and they have no other choice but to ask their residents to pay more taxes just to keep the lights on and staff paid at school.
The Bucks are ready for an assist with your next job. There's a career fair at the Fiserv Forum on Monday offering part-time, year-round jobs in retail, security, and guest services. It'll be in the atrium at the Fiserv starting at 4 on Monday. Starting soon, the wheels on the bus won't go as far. Beginning at the end of August, Milwaukee County bus riders will see a reduction, with MCTS cutting service to close an almost $11 million deficit. The changes will affect non-peak weekday routes and Saturday schedules, though no routes will be cut entirely. MCTS officials say the new schedules will be released soon and that they're working to minimize the impact on daily commuters. MPS is ramping up its response to lead contamination. This week, a plan was released that has 14 schools now getting ready for remediation. District leaders say the process will last roughly 6 weeks per campus and involves thorough cleaning, painting, and health department inspections. MPS aims to have all older buildings cleared by the end of the year. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers battle the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers take on the Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, making his second career start for Milwaukee. The Brewers won for 10 last night with runners in scoring position on the way to a 5-3 loss to the Cubs. Pat Murphy.
You look at the box scores tonight. If you look at 15 box scores, there's going to be six teams that are something like that. You got to hit with guys in scoring position, and we didn't.
The Cubs now with a 6.5 game lead over Milwaukee in the NL Central. Hockey, the Florida Panthers skating past the Edmonton Oilers 5-1 to win the Stanley Cup for a second year in a row, 4-2. NFL, the Packers' new president and CEO says there's no immediate plans to renew the contracts of Matt LaFleur or GM Brian Gutekunst. I asked Ed Policy what will be his focus as he takes over.
Keep the Packers in Green Bay. The big things there will be continuing to maintain and evolve Lambeau Field so that it remains not just iconic but also state-of-the-art.
That's the new Packers president, Ed Policy, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Warren Beatty and Barbara Streisand have known each other for over 70 years. While talking to The New Yorker, the Star is Born actress said that she and Beatty had a fling after they were both famous, and when pressed as to whether or not they actually consummated the relationship, she said they slept in the same bed a few times, but she honestly couldn't remember if they actually did it. I'm sure they only made it to second base. The subject of someone's weight is always touchy. Do you tell them they're getting a little tubby, or keep it to yourself? In the case of Arnold Schwarzenegger and his son Christopher, the Terminator decided not not to say anything. Schwarzenegger says his son is lean now, but he and Christopher's mom, Maria Shriver, decided to suggest healthy foods and exercise instead of telling him he was 30 pounds overweight. I've seen photos, and that's a conservative estimate at best. At the recent inaugural Beecher Vitality Happy and Healthy Summit, Christopher attributed his weight loss to giving up bread for Lent. The old bread for Lent bit, also known as Ozempic. Pop singer Neza might have gone to her last Dodger game. At least that's what she says. If you're wondering why, it's because she was told to sing the Star Spangled Banner in English, but decided to sing it in Spanish anyway. This all happened last Saturday on the day of the No Kings protest taking place all over the country. The singer posted a TikTok video of a Dodgers executive telling her to sing it in English and then part of her performance, which was in Spanish. For what it's worth, it was received with enthusiastic applause. The Pitt is a hit for Max, and fans of the intense medical drama will be happy to know that season 2 production is underway. According to Variety, the show stars Noah Wiley as an ER doctor. Sound familiar? It was renewed in February. The Pitt takes place at the fictitious Pittsburgh Trauma Medical Hospital. Wiley also executive produces the show alongside John Wells, who executive produced NBC's ER. Season 2 of The Pitt will premiere in January 2026. Carrie Bradshaw, aka Sarah Jessica Parker, recently spoke to Huffington Post UK. During the interview, she talked about the backlash she received for playing Bradshaw on HBO's Sex and the City. Parker discussed the double standard between men and women and how women are treated differently when they're portrayed as cheaters on TV. Parker made a point to say that her character on And Just Like That is judged similarly decades later. New episodes of And Just Like That premiere Thursdays on Max. For those of you who are like me and live in a remote area, there is good news regarding a new comedy to check out. Friendship is now available to stream, according to the New York Post. The A24 cringe comedy that asks the question, should men have friends, stars Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd and had a modest but successful limited theatrical run. Friendship is available to stream on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible and a high in the upper 60s. For tonight, more showers and storms around, a low near 60. And a slight storm chance for tomorrow, a little warmer, highs mid-70s. It's 67 right now.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.